So since Z is an angle whose sine is B over A, we can just write sine of Z where the B over A is, and cosine of Z where the C over A is, in which case we have this nice formula, A times sine of Z cosine of WX plus cosine of Z sine of WX. Well, that happens to be a trig identity. It's the identity of sine of Z plus WX. And so, therefore, we can simplify this as just A times sine of WX plus